Praise the Lord.
Love me again.
Once you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, there must be a gift. No Christian, and when I say Christian, I'm talking about people who have been baptized with the Holy Ghost. You are not a Christian until you have received the Holy Ghost. Once you have received the Holy Ghost, baptized into the body of Christ, received the Spirit of God like that, you must have a gift, and I'll prove it in the Bible for you. No Christian is redundant. From now, for some time, we will try, to call your attention to begin to look inward and discover what gift God has given you. See? And it is that gift that you have that defines your calling. People come to me and say, anywhere I go, they say, I have a call. All this confusion these ministers in the denomination have brought to us in Christianity. Thank God. God gave us a restoration ministry. We try to remove all that confusion. Anytime you hear the average Pentecostal minister say, you have a call, what comes to your mind is that you are to gather people and pastor them. It's not that everybody cannot have a pastoral call. So what defines you, defines your ministry, is the gift. Because another mistake the denominations make, when God calls a man or a woman, He does not send you to a Bible college. Bible college is not a prerequisite for ministry. It's not a prerequisite for ministry. I am not against going to Bible school. Any school at all you can go to acquire knowledge, go there. Carpentry school, computer school, technical school. Which school again? Fashion school, engineering school, school na school. So you can go to Bible school if you think it will help you in anything. But to say you cannot go into the ministry until you enter a Bible school, it is wrong. Because God uses people, calls people who cannot even read and write. Amen. But there is one certificate God gives everywhere He has called. And you don't get that certificate in any Bible school. When God calls a man, He will equip you with the grace and the anointing to do what He has called you to do. And He Himself will personally teach that person. Jesus Christ is the one that personally called all His disciples. Even after He died and He resurrected and, ascended, He needed to call the person that will replace Judas. Apostle Paul is the one that replaced Judas. Matthias was not called by Jesus. So, Matthias was called like the denominations call their ministers today. Was it by ballot that other disciples were called? It was man's idea to find replacement for ministry. God had Apostle Paul. The same Jesus that called all those other disciples met Apostle Paul again. Personally called him. That same Jesus is still personally calling His people. And notice Galatians chapter 1, the story is there. Apostle Paul boasted that even those who were with Jesus before him, he said none of them added anything to him. Because that same Jesus that called them and taught them, called him too. taught him personally. He was not there on the last table, the last supper before he was crucified. But when you come to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, he said, I receive of the Lord that on the day he was betrayed, that he took bread, he was not there. But God told him what happened on the day he was betrayed. Praise the Lord. And that same Jesus is the one that is still calling his people today. And when he calls you, then all you do is just yield yourself and let him lead you. This is not a one-man show ministry. We try to teach the people, nobody can take my place. Nobody can take your place. So there should be no jealousy. And no pastor should be afraid that if he raises up any anointed men or women, that they will break this church and they go and start their own. Amen. Now that type of thought is coming to you because you are not interested in the advancement of the kingdom. Your own business they set up. Praise the Lord. If God call you into the pastoral ministry, he will give you your sheep. Your sheep will stay with you. If you fall, they will help you lift you up. They will pray for you. But if you hold another person's sheep, you will never have peace in that ministry. And so they will worry you, disturb you, worry you, disturb you, until God will raise their leader. And then you will leave the church, they will follow him and go. So if anybody leaves this church, I am not supposed to get angry. If I get angry, I'm the same with all of them. Praise the Lord. Is anybody that came here today to receive water baptism, to be baptized? From where did you come, sir?
From Beloved Christian Church.
Beloved Christian Church. Yes, wow, wonderful name. Where is that church?
Ajegunle.
Ajegunle. You have not been baptized there.
Yes, sir.
Why?
Sir?
You were not baptized in that church.
No.
Why?
I was baptized in Redeem.
You were baptized in Redeem.
Mm.
Why do you want to be baptized now?
Again. A friend of mine told me that is not a correct, it's not a right baptism. That's why I came.
Did you agree with him that it's not right?
Yes, sir.
You saw it in the scripture.
He gave me some instance and some scriptures.
So you came to correct it.
Yes, sir.
That's true. Let's clap our hands now. I love that. Any other person? You? From which church, sir?
Family of Christ.
Mountain of Fire.
Family of Christ.
Ministry. Family of Christ.
Ministry.
You have not been baptized there?
No, I was baptized before in Anglican.
Anglican?
Yes.
But you didn't baptize in Family of Christ?
No.
Why?
I've already baptized in Anglican before joining the Family of Christ.
Why didn't you baptize in Family of Christ?
Though they are preparing for baptism, but I want to be baptized here because I've heard you times without number talk about baptism and I've seen the truth in all you will be saying.
Amen. Any other person? Sister?
From Enugu State, Catholic Church.
You came from Enugu?
Yes, brother.
Catholic Church? Yes. Were you not baptized in Catholic?
I was baptized when I was small.
And why do you want to baptize again?
To receive the Holy Spirit.
The one you baptized in Catholic cannot give you Holy Ghost?
We were baptized with water.
Eh?
With water.
The one here, we don't go give you... Okay, you want fire now?
Yes.
The baptism we are doing is not fire, it's water.
It's water. Yes, brother.
You want that one too?
I want to be baptized here.
You want to be baptized there?
Yes.
What? You are baptized in Catholic. Now, why do you want to baptize again?
Well, somebody introduced me here.
Yes.
To come to this place.
Yes.
So that made me to come to this place. And when I come, I realized that I've been missing many things. And that's why I wanted to come to be baptized here.
Okay. God bless you, man. Can we clap our hands now? Amen. See, there is wrong baptism. Just like there is wrong Christianity. There's a spirit of truth and there's a spirit of error. All in Christianity. And let me tell you that God is looking for people that worship Him in truth. And what we try to tell the people is to correct a lot of errors that are in the denomination. Many people cannot understand us because they are judging what we are telling them by what their great GO has taught them. They will never listen to us because they think that we are not Reverend Doctor and that nobody knows us. And who are we to come and correct their big GO with millions of followership? Okay. God is not going to use your GO to judge you. God is going to use the Bible to judge us. So we teach you according to the Bible. And if it goes contrary, if whatever you believe, once you notice is contrary to what the Bible teaches, drop your denomination own and hold to that of the Bible. I was reading something about leadership something conference from Deeper Life, written by our brother Pastor Kumuyi. He's a very respected man of God. I have a lot of regards for him. But I don't regard somebody so as he make mistake, I go to follow and they go. And then in his teaching on the Godhead, he teaches there, I read it there, that the three, that God, the God manifests himself, he says, three distinct personalities. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Three separate and distinct personalities infused into one. I'm telling you, there is no scripture to support that in the Bible. The doctrine of Trinity is unscriptural. There's nothing like that. With all due respect to that man of God. Immediately after reading his own, I took again the mandate. He called it the mandate from David Oyedepo, Winners. He took his own too. The same thing. All Trinitarian churches. And it is because of that doctrine of three persons in one God that they never understand correct water baptism. That is where the problem is. That's the foundation. See, there are people that have foundational problem. The foundation of your family is disturbing you. There is a foundation, Christian foundation, that disturbs your revelational progress. Once your foundation of your faith is based on Trinity, you will not catch any more revelation. Because you believe in three persons in one God. Matthew 28 verse 19 says, go ye into the world, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. You are to baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. What is the emphasis there? The emphasis is not the Father. The emphasis is not the Son. The emphasis is not the Holy Ghost. The emphasis is in the name. The name of the Father. So you should wait. What is the name? And of the Son. It means the Son also has a name. And of the Holy Ghost. One name also of the Holy Ghost. So what is the name of the Holy Ghost? And even if you didn't understand and you follow the Bible, check the New Testament. Every baptism after this commandment, by the people that Jesus Christ gave that commandment, you never see Father, Son, Holy Ghost anywhere. You will see baptized in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Then search the Bible. You will discover the name of the Father is Jesus. The name of the Son is Jesus. Because the name of the Son is the name of the Father. And John 14, verse 26. Let's read it. John chapter 14, verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. Who is the person speaking?
Jesus.
What is the name of the person speaking?
Jesus.
The Father will send the Comforter in my name. Therefore, what is the name of the Holy Ghost?
Jesus.
2 times 2 is 4. Pure and simple. So for somebody to say, I baptize you according to Matthew 28 verse 19 in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost and put you inside water and bring you out. He has not called the name because he has not understood the commandment. No matter how I say it, because I am not Reverend Doctor. Or should I change my name so that these people will listen to me? I call myself Archbishop Moses Alu. Maybe you will respect me better when I'm teaching you something. Nothing like that. It is not three persons in one God. It is one God in three offices for the purpose of our redemption. The Father in creation, the same Father came to save the world through his Son, for God was in him, Christ Jesus. The same Father above was in his Son, Jesus Christ, reconciling the world to himself. Who is the Son? The Son is Emmanuel, the Father among us, through his Son. And who is the Holy Ghost? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He's the same Father that was in his Son, coming now to dwell in those he has redeemed through his Son. The Holy Ghost is the same Father. The Son is the Father. It's an office of the same Father. The Holy Ghost is an office of the same God. And there is a name. He uses the name every time to identify himself with what he's doing. Every time he is doing something, he will pick a name that will reflect what he's doing at any given time. So God has many names. Now he is saving, so his name must reflect salvation. That's why his name is Yeshua. The Greek call it Jesus. Yoruba call him what? Jesus. Igbo people, they don't get. They don't get for them. Igbo people, now the English one that they call. Eh? What do they call Jesus for Igbo? Eh? Jesus. Jesus. That word Yeshua. The Greek they call it Joshua. Joshua. The word Joshua, it means Yeshua, it means Jehovah saves. Because he's now saving. That's what the Bible says. When Jesus will be coming back, hallelujah, to take us home. He will be coming back in a new name. Because he's no more coming to save. Salvation is over. So he cannot bear Jesus again. It's the same name. The same Father. Therefore, anybody, they took you inside the water and they just say, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, and they put inside the water and come out. You have not baptized nothing. The name that is given for our salvation is Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And let me save you one problem. Listening to me. You are not baptizing to become our church member. We won't even give you any certificate. Your certificate is in heaven. After you have repented, you baptize. And it is so important. Anything that is not important, Satan will not mess it up. Water baptism has something to do with your salvation. And not only that, salvation is total. It has something to do also with your deliverance. There's a reason why that demon and that deity can have claim over you. The accuser of the brethren is overcome by the blood of the Lamb. God bless you. Can we stand up?